Quarterback like Drew, who's so patient, he's willing to hold on to the ball as long as it takes before going wherever. How much more discipline do you guys as a secondary have to get to be, and how big is the emphasis on communication back there in a game like this?
I mean, communication is the number one key. And I mean, when I got here, I knew that's what it was. My main thing was like communicate with me. You know, I'm new to the defense, so tell me if it's a wrong check or not. Right. And you know, the guy's been doing that, and you know, I got it down pat. And you know, that's the main thing that I emphasize on when I'm back there with anybody, like Carl, Nate, Keith. Just communicate with me and we'll be all right. As long as we're on the same page, nobody can stop us.
And Jack had used the term calming influence on that secondary. I'm sure some of it is leadership, but like some of it is like with your play and trusting that you're always going to be there to kind of help them out and things like that. Like, how much of being a calming influence is what you do on the field and always kind of being there for your guys, D?
I mean, it's not me being there for them, they gotta be there for me too. So I mean, it's a team game, man. You gotta expect everybody to do their job and be in the right place. Because once you start doing somebody else's job, then that's when you get into, a little scuffle right there. And you don't want to be doing your job and somebody else's job, because then that just leaves something else open in on the defense.
Derek said if this team had to replace Charles Woodson, they couldn't have replaced him any better than by bringing in you.
Who said that?
Derek.
Oh, man.
What does that mean to you?
I mean, I just try to be Reggie, man. You know, you can't replace a guy like Charles. Y'all keep asking me that. I mean, it's nothing that a player or anybody can replace Charles. Charles is his own guy, and, you know, that's what I'm trying to do is be my own guy and lead this group like I've been leading it by example. Just continue to play ball. I mean, you can't replace Charles. Charles is a great, great guy, and I'm pretty sure they miss his leadership role around here. And, you know, it's always going to be like that.
How much have you faced, Drew, in your career?
In my career? Man, I've been in the league for a while now. Now, I don't know how many times I faced him, but Drew is a good quarterback, great quarterback. I mean, Hall of Fame quarterback. I mean, he do a lot of great things. I mean, he just do a great job of leading his group, and, you know, he's been doing that for a while now. I think he's been in the league for, like 15 now.
Have you got one off of him yet?
I'm not sure if I got a Drew Brees ball. I'll probably start that this week.
A couple more for Reggie.
What have you seen in Carl? How's Carl come along so far?
Carl doing good, man. I mean, he's taking his stride. He's studying. I mean, Carl been doing his part, and, you know, I've been doing my part trying to help him. If he got any questions, you know, I'm always there to answer the question. And if I don't have the answer, I send him somewhere else. So I don't want to be giving him any wrong information and, you know, nothing like that. So, I mean, Carl doing good. He's doing his part.
What have been your first impressions of Nate Allen so far?
Nate is a good leader, man. He's been helping me out a lot with the defense. And like I said, like, that's when they come in and help me when I'm not if I made a check and walk through and it was like wrong, so I go ask Nate, and, you know, he's been doing a great job of leading this group also. I mean, I'm not the only leader in the secondary, you know, it's a bunch of us, but, you know, so.
All set. You have a vivid memory of the Superdome?
Say what?
Vivid memory of the Superdome?
It's just a great atmosphere to play in. I can't wait to get to it on Sunday.